Okay, so I have like a serious question. Are females really like happy with them? Like, you know how a female's like, oh no, I don't need a man. I can do this all on myself. I do this, that, yeah, here, and all of that, and this and that. And he, what? Yes. And what is he there for? If you're doing everything, why is he there for? Like, where is his role at? What? Huh? Are you, like, single? Or you just want the dick? Like, all you want out of life is dick. You don't want shopping. You don't want you to go out. You don't want to find your things. You don't... What? So you want to work your ass off like a slave just to prove that you can do it all by yourself? Listen, and I'm a Capricorn female. I already know I can get to my shit if I need my shit. You know what I'm saying? We are some go-getting ass bitches, okay? But I ain't going to have a man around if I'm doing everything on my own. No, that means I don't need you here. Why are you here? You're wasting my time. There's so many people that are like that, that want me. Like, and fuck me, whatever. Yeah. But, what is his purpose being there? You gotta ask yourself that. You busting your ass with, and you mean you're gonna settle for a good dick? A good dick? Okay. So say you slacking now, okay? And now you're looking at him like, oh, yeah. That's what you should have been doing in the beginning. Like, oh, now you're going to turn around and be like, nigga, and what you doing? And you not doing shit. And you not, and, eh. No, bitch, it's your fault. You chose that kind of man. You chose that man. You acting like there's no other niggas that got their shit together and don't got their businesses going on, and they got their shit together. I mean, they waking up every morning with their business attire. You know? Some that Capricorn female like, you know? I just throw that out there, but I'm just saying. Let's think about this real quick. If you're gonna do everything by yourself, be single. Like, you are a female, you're a queen, like, we're princesses, like, whatever, empresses, like, come on. Like, elitist, like, what? Yes, Capricorn female, you won't really know. But, yeah, and if he want to be the king, he want to be the man, because ain't no man, you ain't the man, even if you are a man and you ain't paying no bills. Nigga, I ain't listening to shit you saying. Because, matter of fact, you ain't man enough. I ain't shutting my mouth, and I'm going to keep on talking. Because, nigga, what? You ain't saying shit. Like, sit the fuck down, bitch. Yeah. And I mean that in the worst way. Because usually I say bitch to my guys, like, because I'm playing around. Like, the, you know. Well, whatever. That's a whole different subject. But, yeah, like. In my eyes, you are not the man. I'm the man. Because you're not doing nothing, like, for me to, like, what? I ain't listening to nothing you're saying. I don't have to, because you don't even have the funds to even make or give that type of control or say so or whatever. Like, no. Like, you gotta be, if you think you're a king, then you better make sure the shit is right. I'm only on provider male side. If you're not a provider male, I don't know what to tell you. And it's 2019 too. Us Capricorns been on that because that's just how we are. That's just how we are. Period. And I would advise any dude working or whatever, save up, get you a business or two, you know what I'm saying? Because when a woman has her shit together, whatever, you think she's going to go for you? and don't have businesses and cars and say-sos and connections and resources. And no, we're like a little-ass boy. You're a little-ass boy. No, you're not a man. You can't lead. Fuck are you leading me to? The woods? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, some of y'all girls just go after the looks, the jeans, the style, the, you know. Like, no, that's such a turn off to me. Like, I like my man proper. And I'm not going to say everything I like because I know how you men are, you know. I'm trying to peep what I like and try to play that role, but no. Like, that's all I got to say. Like, get it together. And me personally, my opinion on it, you already know, like, I'm not the type of female that's going to be buzzing her ass just to prove that I'm a man, too. And I have a man. Nigga, no. The thing that gets my pussy wet is a nigga that wants to go to work. He's up. He's doing. He's putting them hours in. He's up at late at the office. You know, there's no reason why you have to be up under me 24/7. You have to get this money. You have to provide. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing my own thing too. I don't need you all up in my face, all up in my ear. What are you doing? No. Like, give me a little break. Let me get my shit. You know what I'm saying? And come back with a master ass plan. Period. Like, and that's how I want my dude. Like, you gotta be about that work, but you better be about that money. You cannot do shit without any money. Like, and that's the reason why most people complain. They're mostly complaining about is money. I need this, I need that, and this and that, and this and that. Okay, you need this and that. You turn around and you look at the dude. Are you sure you really want what you're asking for? Because I don't think he can give that to you. I mean, and it may sound whatever, but at the end of the day, you're not the only female. And that's just me keeping it real. These dudes, you're not the only female. I mean, but if you are, you know, on my bad, he's probably a good-ass cheater. But yeah, people these days, 2019, they don't mind being single. They don't mind never marrying because they see the deal. They see what's really going on here. And y'all women need to wake the fuck up and realize what power you got and your worth, you know? It's a shame. It's really a shame when females have no clue about their worth. Like, you are powerful. I can't really stress this enough, man. Don't be around me if you don't know your fucking worth. If you don't know that you're a queen and things run on you, you make the decisions, then I don't know what to tell you. And, yeah. And another thing, I don't know. Do y'all females really realize how silly you sound? Oh, yeah, I don't want, listen, all y'all females want to do is chase a nigga with money. Chase a nigga with money. Don't you think it's better than chasing a nigga at the corner store selling bud? No? Because that's what most of y'all go for. Y'all go for the gangbanging ass niggas that got full-on records, this, that, and, living with homeless mama and all of this crap and all this drama, this neat. Oh, God. Like, I'm about to gag. That sounds appealing to you? Oh, don't worry because I got it. I got it. I got the bills. I got the job. I got the career. So why are you with him? Oh, my God. Like why do you love you? Like, what? So now you take... Oh, my goodness, yo. This conversation could go on for a long time. But when they're like, oh, you chasing nigga want money, and blah, blah, blah. That shit is stupid. I can't stand bitches like that. all they want to do. And like, and here goes that thing. I don't want to chase a nigga with money. I want to get the bag. I want to get the money. I want to get this, that. Yes, baby girl. You should never have nothing. Like, have something. But that doesn't mean you have to work as hard as a man. Your back is fragile. You keep bitting that shit back thinking you... No, sweetie. Let the man do it. Keep your nails clean, you know? Look standing, look cute, look pretty. You know, we all know women are smart and we can do a lot, you know? Don't get me wrong, but don't have a man sitting up around you not doing shit. Period. I don't have any kids, but if I had kids, I would be livid if my child brought home a dude that's not doing shit with his life, not giving my daughter nothing, you know. Even if, you know, if I'm doing it all and he's just sitting back and getting things and whatever, it won't really sit right with me. I'll be like, no, you gotta get rid of him. You gotta get rid of him. Like, I don't want to see no dude taking advantage of my daughter. And that's exactly what is going on. You know, if a dude's sitting back, he ain't playing his role, he's taking advantage. Period. He's using you, he's taking advantage. Period. I play roles, baby. I'm a Capricorn. If you can't play that man role, then get back. I ain't interested. I'm really not interested. If we ain't going out, you ain't courting me, you not doing this, that, all you want to do is sit in the house and chill, Netflix and chill, and whatever. Then, bye. Go to the next chick. I don't really give a damn about that shit. I really don't. So, those are my opinions on it. Stop acting stupid. Like, stop acting like you don't need shit. Because next thing you know, you hang up on the phone with this nigga and whining about, oh, I need this bill paid. Nigga, they're going to get yourself a new man, period. Or make his ass get up and start something. Or just replace him. Like he will do you, bitch, in a heartbeat, as soon as the sexy ass bitch walk through. But the fact.